In the early 1960s, at the height of the Cold War, the Yale-Russian chorus came to Moscow to break the ice between the Soviet Union and the United States. Fast forward 50 years, and Americans and Russians are once again using music to defrost the chill between their two countries. Here is Mikhail Prokhorov, a leading Russian businessman and opposition politician. He owns the New York basketball team, the Brooklyn Nets. He brought the dance group Ill Style and Peace Productions from Philadelphia to Moscow.
It is very difficult to maintain stable political relations. That's why I believe that culture, art, and sport are the areas on which we should concentrate deeply and do everything so that mutual trust and good relations between our people continue to develop.
The American hip-hop group performs in Moscow and Siberia in late April as part of Transcultural Express, an exchange supported by the Mikhail Prokhorov Fund.
A major cultural exchange between our countries will force our politicians to listen to one another better. When people communicate directly, their general interests regarding culture, literature, and fine art allows for the strengthening of relations.
Karen Hopkins, president of the Brooklyn Academy of Music, helped arrange the Russia tour.
I think that the Ill Style troupe is going to be a huge success in Russia. They're so talented, they're so young, they're so athletic, they're so urban, they're so American.
A few days earlier, Irvin Mayfield and his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra played to a packed house in Spasso House, the residence of the United States Ambassador to Russia. U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Counselor Jeffrey Sexton says of the role of music.
It's played an important role because the political relationship's always been difficult. It was particularly difficult during Cold War times. The United States government has traditionally invested a lot of money in cultural diplomacy in Russia. And we have found it to be a very effective tool of communicating with Russians, precisely because they love culture themselves so much here.
Indeed, the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra played in the same Spasso House ballroom where the Yale Russian Chorus enchanted Soviet audiences half a century ago. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.